McGill University drops Redmond nickname after students call it racist. By Tom Sikata on April 16, 2019. McGill University in Montreal, Canada, has announced that they will be ending the use of its Redmond nickname after the community argued that it advances an offensive stereotype. McGill University announced last week that they will be dropping the Redmond nickname. The decision comes after a series of community discussions in which students and faculty made the case that the nickname perpetuated a racist stereotype against Indigenous Canadians. McGill University Principal and Vice Chancellor Susanna Fortier released a statement explaining the university's decision to get rid of the nickname, which was first adopted in 1928. Fortier argued, even though Redmond did not originally refer to Indigenous people, that the nickname now has a prejudicial effect. At the same time, I have learned about the true depths of the pain caused by the Redmond name. I have heard from Indigenous students at McGill who feel alienated by the name. They feel disrespected and unconsidered. They feel conflicted over their rightful pride in being Indigenous people, and their pride in being McGill students. This tension is even stronger for Indigenous student athletes. Neither language, nor perceptions of language, are fixed. They change as the world changes. McGill did not adopt the Redmond name as a reference to North American Indigenous peoples. However, the name has been associated with Indigenous peoples at different points in our history. Today, Redmond is widely acknowledged as an offensive term for Indigenous peoples, as evidenced by major English dictionaries. While this derogatory meaning of the word does not reflect the beliefs of generations of McGill athletes who have proudly competed wearing the university's colors, we cannot ignore this contemporary understanding. Intention, however benign, does not negate prejudicial effect. Inclusion and respect are at the core of our university's principles and values. Pejoratives run contrary to who we are as a community. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for more updates on this story.